Thank you, Francisco. And we've had a little bit of movement in the in our second panel, so I've been given the gift of 5 more minutes. And as I was sitting here thinking about this, this all sounds very easy. All we need to do is maintain the existing assets until they can be fully replaced by other technologies. We need to invest significant amounts of money to develop direct air carbon capture technology. We need to figure out how to rapidly scale up renewables as quickly as we can. We need to build and probably invent new storage technologies. Need to take a very hard look at end-to-end use of electricity across the value chain and optimize and reduce its inherent usage. And we need to develop new fuels. And we need to do that very quickly. That's what I call a high-class problem. I mentioned yesterday a video of Bill Gates talking about the challenges in front of the energy sector. I want to just underscore that again. I really do think it's a worthwhile investment of an hour to listen to a very, very smart man who's not a power system engineer, but certainly has figured out all the important parts of building a clean power system. And it's really remarkable. But both his understanding of the issues, the way he prioritizes what needs to be done, but also the humility that he brings to the challenge that's in front of us, I think is all very, very impressive. What I'd like to do is give each one of our panelists here 45 seconds. And just for any final thoughts, having listened to the your own topics and the topics that others have talked about, anything else you would like to leave the group with? So Mark, I'll start with you.